I would just want to reiterate that we need to listen to the parents and plan with the teachers to spend time listening to the parents and paying attention to the parents. So one thing we can often do is meet with the teachers beforehand and say, please, listen to what the parents are saying. This is not a time for us to be doing grading. This is not a time for us to play in Sudoku on our phone. This is a time for us to be listening to the parents. For parents, this is their only meeting often for their child during the course of the year. Many of us in special education get to attend multiple meetings during the course of the year. But we need to give parents the time, and we need to give parents our attention at this one time for these parents. They've taken time away from their schedule. They've taken time away from their other kids. They've taken time away from their work to come into this meeting. And we need to give them the respect as a part of this. So one thing about planning is make sure teachers and staff are aware of this, that it needs to be taken seriously. Some of these related services staff, they're attending 50 to 60 of these meetings a year. But for these parents, it's the one time. Plan accordingly and make sure we take it seriously. Adjust that and change the attitude relating to this, and you'll have better meetings, because a lot of it is about communication with the parents. Remind them that some of these parents didn't have positive experiences in schools. They don't have fond memories of school, yet they come back and they're not happy about being there. So we need to do what we can to embrace them and welcome them.